Welcome to The Journey to Worthy, a feel-good podcast for women who are on a powerful journey to self-love. And wait a minute. Hold on. While most of that's true, we all know the journey is not always rainbows and butterflies. Sometimes it's really tough. That's why on this podcast, you'll hear real, raw, and mostly unedited stories about the complex journey to finding self-love. I'm your host, Rachel Spencer. After battling an eating disorder and finally realizing my own self-worth, I'm here to help you see that no matter how difficult your journey is, you've been worthy all along. Hello, my beautiful friends. Oh, I cannot tell you how excited I am to finally be launching this beautiful podcast. This is something that has been in the works for a very long time. I'm almost embarrassed to say how long, but I think it's been about 4 or 5 months. And to be honest, there was just so much going on in my life. You know, I moved, I took a different step in my business, I was launching a new program, I was in between coaching, and I just was like, I don't know if this is something that I actually want to do. So I had to take a step back for a while. But so many of you lovely people were in my inbox on Instagram begging me for this podcast. And I thought, why not give them what they want? But also, I'm just so excited to continue the conversation about self-love and body acceptance and kind of bring it over to this other platform. So the topic of the podcast, as I'm sure you guys can tell, is about the journey to worthy, but not just about how beautiful and wonderful it is, because we all know that that's just not real life, right? If you follow me on Instagram, at My Coach Rachel, you know I'm all about Instagram versus reality, and how Instagram is this highlight reel of all of everybody's best moments. And we rarely see what's going on behind the scenes. It's not very often that you see somebody's struggles and vulnerability on that platform. So that's something that I've been really passionate about sharing on my own profile, is my behind the scenes, showing not only my highlights, but my reality as well. And that includes all of my struggles and everything that I've been through. And I wanted to kind of bring those stories over here and kind of package them up into a podcast so that we could have longer conversations that can't really fit in one Instagram post. So why don't I take a step back and tell you guys why I started my Instagram in general and a little bit about my story with self-love and my journey to body acceptance. So I had negative body image since I was a really young girl. I remember being probably between 10 and 12 years old and crying in my bedroom because I didn't look like the girls on TV, you know, on Nickelodeon and on the Disney Channel. I wanted to fit into those cute little, you know, Limited Two outfits. You guys remember that store, Limited Two? That's the store that all of my friends shopped at, and I could not fit into any of those clothes. And, you know, even in second grade, I remember having a rash on my forehead and my mom taking me to the doctor to see what was going on. And the doctor saying, oh, well, that's just prepubescent acne. And I'm like, what? Acne in the second grade? And I was so embarrassed of my face. I remember always I wanted bangs. I tried to hide my forehead with bangs. And I had a PE class as well where they always checked our weight at the end of the year, which I think is crazy, right? In second, third, fourth, fifth grade, why does our weight matter? But nevertheless, I remember all of us girls were kind of switching our weight cards to like look at each other's weight. I have no idea why. But I was always so embarrassed, and my friends would say, wow, yours is really high. And of course, that made me think, well, there's something wrong with me. Clearly, because I weigh more than the other girls. None of the other girls have acne. None of them have boobs. Something is wrong with me. You know, I didn't see puberty as this like womanly experience or this big growth, happy experience. Instead, for me, it was a really horrible time, and it gave me really low self-esteem at a very young age. So throughout the years, things started to get a little bit better. You know, I went into junior high and everybody else started going through puberty as well. So everything seemed okay. You know, I was the first one to, you know, get boobs and of course get glasses. But as I got older, that was cool, right? It was cool that I had a body now. You know, I got contacts, boys were asking me out. But my low self-esteem never changed because I still saw my body like it was when I was younger. How I was going through all of those body changes before everybody else and I felt so negatively about myself, that stuck with me. And I remember I just went through so much bullying, not from the girls, mostly from the guys, which that's a story for a whole other time, a different episode. But, you know, they always say sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me. But that is 100% false. Words like fat and whale and pimples and four eyes, those things stuck with me even after going through puberty. So as I got to high school and college, I remember my senior year of high school, somebody talking about college and saying, well, don't gain the freshman 15, ha ha, you know, kind of joking about it. But it wasn't a joke to me. It absolutely terrified me to think about gaining 15 pounds in college. And I thought, well, I'm just going to eat super healthy. No big deal. I'll just eat super healthy and I'll exercise. And that actually had me spiral into a long bout of what's called orthorexia. If you don't know, orthorexia is the obsession with eating healthy. And so I barely ate going into college. I would feel guilty no matter what, and I would go to the gym for hours on end. I remember I would go at least for 4 or 5 hours until I felt like passing out. And it wasn't until one day whenever I had one of my very, very close friends who was in my sorority say to me, something is wrong and I think that you need help, for me to actually listen and say, huh, maybe something is wrong. Maybe I don't have to live like this. Because, you know, sometimes it takes hearing it from somebody really, really important for you to really grasp it. And so, long story short, I ended up going to therapy and hiring a life coach. You know, I was in college to get my degree in acting. And unfortunately, the acting world was very triggering for me. You know, even my junior and senior year of college, we did something called senior juries, where the professors watched us and told us what we need to work on going forth into the world of acting, you know, moving to New York or LA. And I remember my professors telling me, well, you're going to need to lose 20 pounds if you want to be successful. And I was like 40 pounds less than I am now, right? And it was just insane to me. So as I started going through recovery and receiving therapy, I ended up hiring a life coach because I was like, I don't know if I can move to New York and LA or LA and still want to act and still be part of that business in general. I think that it may be too toxic and triggering for me. So I decided to take a step back from it and speak with my life coach about what I wanted my future to look like. And that's when I actually decided that life coaching was something that I wanted to do. I wanted to help other women who were going through an eating disorder or had just a negative body image or low self-esteem, because I never wanted another woman to feel like I did ever again. So I was getting my certification, My coach had a really good idea and said, since you're still going through recovery and you do still struggle, why don't you find some sort of support group or meetup group of people that you can share your struggles with? And I thought, okay, I don't really know if any of those exist outside of therapy groups, but I'll try. And this was around the time when Instagram first got super, super popular, right? A few years ago. And I ended up finding the self-love and body positive community on Instagram. So I started searching hashtags like self-love, body acceptance, body love, and it was so crazy to me that when you search those hashtags and you go to the top posts, you would see all different types of women, people, but especially women. It didn't matter, you know, whether they were big or small or tall or short or black or white. It didn't matter, you know, who they were, where they'd been, what they'd been through. They all had the same message that no matter what, you were worthy of self-love. And I thought, huh, that's pretty amazing that no matter what size I am and no matter what I've been through, I don't have to be ashamed. And I can love myself just the way that I am. How beautiful is that? And I started following some of my favorites still. If you guys follow at Body Posy Panda and at Kinsey Brenna, those were two of my favorites at the time, sharing about their struggles with their eating disorder and body dysmorphia. And I thought, there's something to this. And the only way to really join this community is to, one, join the conversation, see what they're talking about, you know, interact in the comments, connect with people. But two, I want to start sharing a little bit of my story. So I did. It started off, I had a private account, and I just started sharing little things about myself. That I was struggling, feeling guilty after meals, or that I didn't want to wear a swimsuit to my friend's swim party because I was nervous about them seeing my cellulite. You know, just small little stories. And I had no idea the amount of responses I would get just from sharing a little bit and being a little bit vulnerable. Just from my friends and family that were following me, just saying, oh my God, thank you so much for sharing this. I had no idea. I'm struggling with body image too. You're the best. You inspire me. And I thought, this is making me feel really good. I feel like this is giving me a purpose. So that's when I took my profile off of private and made it public. And I started building my own community based upon my own stories and experiences with negative body image and my eating disorder and how I got through it and kind of trying to empower others to do the same. And I built this beautiful community, and it was crazy because then once I announced to everyone that I was becoming a life coach, it's almost like it was easier for me to gain clients. And I don't mean that in a gross and icky way, like, oh, it was easy. Like I used people's experiences and my own experience to gain clients. It wasn't like that at all. It was more so I had built true relationships with these people and built that know, like, and trust factor by connecting with them on that deep level and being vulnerable about my struggles. To where all of a sudden when they realized that I could help them on a one-on-one basis, they wanted a piece of that. So it was so amazing that I was not only meeting new people, building new relationships, building this beautiful community in my own little pocket of the internet, but I was becoming a successful life coach as well and building this successful brand online. And a few months later is whenever I was at work. I still had a full-time job at that point. I don't anymore. I'm currently self-employed, but I still had a full-time job. And my boyfriend said, are you sitting down? I'm like, oh my God, what happened? What happened? Who died? Like, I was so nervous. And he said, no, your story was mentioned in Self Magazine, HuffPost, and MSN.com. And I thought, wait, what? And I had to go see for myself. And I had created a post on Instagram a few days before that was a side-by-side photo of me at 13 years old and me at the time being 26 years old. I'm 27 now. And I talked about, you know, how in the picture of me at 13, I was covering my stomach, and the picture of me at 26, I was showing it off, and how many changes I had been through. And I suddenly realized that that post went viral. And as the days went by, it got mentioned in Allure and Teen Vogue and the Today Show. And my account started growing, and I started getting more messages from people saying how that story is really changing their lives and inspiring them and empowering them to do the same. And that was really the moment that I was like, this is no longer just about me. This is no longer just about my business. This is no longer just about coaching. This is my life's mission. This is my calling and my purpose, to change lives with my story and help other people tell their stories as well. And that's kind of what led me to starting this podcast as well, because I had so many people asking me, you know, how can we hear more about your story? Do you have a YouTube channel? Do you have a Twitter? Do you have a Facebook group? And I thought, huh, a podcast would be super interesting, because it's kind of difficult to fit everything about my story and all of my experiences in a short Instagram post. And so I asked my audience, I said, do you guys want a YouTube channel or a podcast? And everybody said podcast. It was like 75% of people said a podcast. And it was hard for me at first, because I'm actually not a podcast listener. I'll just throw that out there. I have never been somebody to listen to podcasts or even watch YouTube videos. I watch live streams on Facebook and stuff, but it's just never been my thing, which I think is one of the reasons why it took me so long to start this as well. Just because, just to be completely vulnerable and honest with you guys, I felt so out of my element. I was like, well, everybody likes me from my, you know, news articles. Everybody likes me from my Instagram. But what if, as they continue hearing me speak and they have to, you know, listen to me for a longer amount of time, what if they don't like me anymore? What if my message isn't as strong? And that's when I had to kind of like snap out of it and tell myself, Rachel, you know, practice what you preach. You are 100% worthy of this. Everything you've been through has become a gift. It has brought you here so that you could do something like this, start a podcast, and inspire and empower thousands and thousands of other women. Everything that I have been through has led me right here with you guys. And that is why I'm so, so excited to continue on this journey with you, the journey to worthy in this podcast. So as I said, going forward, I'm going to be telling you guys more of my own personal stories dealing with my ED and recovery, and whenever I have negative body image days, mental health as well. I like to talk a lot about anxiety and how I deal with that. But I'm also going to have some amazing guests on the show as well that are going to share their stories and empower you to share yours and to feel better about yourself, because we all just want to feel worthy, right? That's all we want, is to be worthy of self-love. Well, my loves, I'm here to tell you that no matter how difficult or messy your journey has been, you have been worthy the whole time. I am so excited to move forward with you guys, and I hope that you are too. If you guys have any requests for episodes, don't forget to go over, follow me on Instagram at MyCoachRachel. Just send me a DM. Let me know what you want to hear. Screenshot as you're listening to the podcast. Post it in your story. Tag me in it. Share with your friends if this is something that is inspiring you and you think could help others as well. That is my number one goal. This podcast is not about me and how far I can take it and how many people can mention it for my own benefit. This is about sharing it with the world and inspiring and empowering others. So please, if this inspires you, share it with others. Go, I would love it if you would leave me a positive review on iTunes as well, because again, moving higher on the charts, you know, getting more reviews just means that this message is being shared with more people. And the more the message is being shared, the more people will see that they are worthy of self-love. Until next time, guys. Thank you so much for listening. If you loved this episode, don't forget to subscribe so you never miss a beat. And if you really loved it, I'd be so grateful if you'd leave me a positive review on iTunes. For more self-love inspo, body acceptance, and mental health support, come follow me over on Instagram. You can find me at MyCoachRachel. See you next time.